Dr. Ankit Verma is an Earth and Planetary Scientist in InSight at DCU. He is currently working with InSight on a project to do with solar prospecting.
I work on a project called SolarMap. We do solar prospecting in Ireland. So if you don't know what prospecting means like we are estimating potential of the solar energy in Ireland. We use geospatial technology and satellite data to do that. We use satellite images and 3D models generated from those satellite images to calculate the amount of solar radiation that will be received, like on the ground, and that's how we estimate potential of solar insolation. Our project currently focuses on the urban area, so we aim to estimate the potential of urban solar farm. So we look at the industrial and commercial units in Dublin and in Ireland. These commercial and industrial units have very big rooftops. They offer plenty of space to install solar panels because the space is already there. So we need to find out the best position and the best space where we can install solar panels to gain the maximum output from the solar radiation that is received. So in the northern hemisphere, if you're talking about Earth in the northern hemisphere, if we install solar panels in the south aspect, in the facing south direction, we receive maximum solar insolation. That is vice versa if we go in southern hemisphere.
So is this like the solar equivalent of oil and gas exploration?
Yeah, like in geology, we do mineral prospecting and natural resource prospecting. That is the equivalent of solar prospecting.
I would never have thought that Ireland would be a good prospect for solar energy.
Especially not Galway.
I think a friend of mine once asked, why am I doing this in Ireland? I just replied that we use solar panels on Mars. And a lot of space missions beyond Mars, if we can produce energy on Mars, which is like really far from Sun than Earth, then definitely we can use solar panels to produce energy in Ireland.
And Ankit, can you tell us more about your time on Mars? So,
I have not been in Mars, but I have always been interested. I did a PhD in a subject called planetary geomorphology at Trinity College Dublin. I studied a very novel and a new topic where I try to understand how impact cratering. So first of all, I need to tell you what impact cratering is. Impact cratering is a process when a rock in space, such as asteroid or comet, enters the atmosphere of a planet and collide with the planetary surface. They dug up a hole, and those holes are called craters. So in my PhD, I try to understand how that impact cratering process affects the subsequent breakdown of rocks on planetary bodies. This is a very challenging thing to do because on Earth, we have several geological processes that erodes or erases any evidence of the events that has happened in the past. So most of the impact craters happen like really in the past. So if you remember, like in the news, we have been told that the dinosaurs were killed by an asteroid impact. That happened 65 million years ago. So in that time, the evidence of the crater is gone. So you won't see any physical evidence that there was a crater. So it will be filled with sediments and dust and everything. So that was a challenge. So I chose a site in Arizona called Barringer Crater. So it's one of the best preserved meteorite impact crater on the planet. It's an analog site for studying surface process on other planetary bodies. For planetary geologists, it's like Mecca. it's really difficult to get access to this site. And many of Apollo astronauts and current batch of astronauts are trained there. So really cool thing about this impact site was it's made of different kinds of sandstone. It is a kind of sedimentary rocks. But one of the really cool thing we get to see at this site, the same sandstone which is exposed on the walls of the crater is also exposed outside the crater. So we had the unique opportunity to compare what are the changes that has been done to these rocks due to impact of an asteroid, and then how those changes are affecting when these rocks are exposed in the environment. So we know, like, when the rocks are exposed in the environment, they break down. Understanding that is very important to understand the evolution of planetary bodies. A lot of people won't realize, like, how much effective in terms of energy and impact is. It's like anything which is, like, at very close or at point of impact, it kind of melts or vaporizes, so rocks become into gases. When it passes on, it creates fractures and the minerals change into different minerals. And so a lot of deformation features. Again, when these deformation features which are existing in these rocks due to impact event, when it is exposed to the environment, they would respond differently to the rocks which have not undergone those stress due to impact. So coming to the bigger picture, why we want to know that. As a humans, we are explorers and we always wanted to understand how our planet evolved, where we come from, and all those bigger questions, like, are things different on Mars and Venus or Moon, how it's evolved and what it is made of. As we know, like, when our solar system was very new, we used to get a lot of these asteroid impacts. Like, if we look at moons, we see a lot of these craters because there is no process such as plate tectonics or erosional processes active at the moment on moon or these planetary bodies, which erases the evidence. So we know that, like, these events happened a lot in the past, but a planet like Mars, which is considered dead, a lot of scientists think that it was once active, there was water flowing on the surface, there could have been life on Mars, but now there is just geological evidence, but we don't see it. A lot of people think that Mars was wet and warm, and Mars was cold and dry, or it was wet and warm for, like, very small period in geological time scale, but understanding the rate of the breakdown of rocks will inform us better about how long this warm and wet period was. If the conditions were very close to the Earth conditions, where the pH of the water is neutral, so we know that from the products of the weathering process, different minerals, so that is the evidence that help us understand, like, what was the conditions. And we know that those conditions can support life on Earth. We might expect it to happen on Mars as well. So with all these missions ongoing, upcoming missions, we look for biosignatures of the microorganisms in the rocks and minerals.
Wow, is there life on Mars? Answering all the big questions here on the Insight Podcast. Ankit Verma, thank you so much for joining us.